Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, listeners, welcome to episode number 39 of Blissen Up. So today is the last Sunday in January, which is quite remarkable considering the fact that I feel we just started talking about the new year. Like, I think I felt like, wait a second, the new year just started and now we have completed a whole month of the new year. Time really does fly when you get older. It seems like it just goes by so quickly. And I have to say that in recording this podcast, I am feeling that time even more because it's like every third or fourth episode, I'm repeating the process and repeating the process and repeating the process. So it just feels like it comes and goes so quickly. But the good news is that it really is, at least here in the podcast, it's reinforced to me the importance of the lifestyle of reflection and how if you're not intentional, it could easily pass you by because the days pass you by so quickly. So today is the day to reflect on this past month, how it's been going, what has worked, what hasn't worked, what energy have you been in? Are you feeling the vibe of a new beginnings and shifting into a different space and energy? Or have you been in a wintering mode? Did you have the new year start off in alignment and full of magic and synchronicity and excitement? Or did the New Year's start off with a tragedy or a big blow to the family or to your life or to a downturn of events? We all experience different things and every month could represent something different for each one of us. And sometimes collectively it seems that we're in a high, sometimes collectively it seems we're in a low, but we can't ignore the individual circumstances that come along with that. And for every person, it's unique. So wherever you have been this month, I'm here, I'm with you. I just want you to know I see you and I support you and I'm wishing the best for you. So anyway, on to the reflection part. So if you've listened to this podcast before, and what I mean by that is like the end of month, beginning of month podcast, I do one every single month. If you've listened to them before, then you know I have a little bit of a formula that I implement to go through this process. And the formula is notice, name, and nurture. So the reflection part, what I just brought up, is the noticing part. We take a little bit of inventory. We notice what's been working, what hasn't been working, what is the energy we're in, what have we been nurturing or not nurturing? What do we want more of? What do we want less of? So it's a little bit of noticing, slowing down the process, right? There's a Stoic principle that says make haste slowly. And it stands for the principle that even if you have a lot to do, the most efficient way to live, the way that you can be the most productive is by slowing down so that then you can do things quickly and speed up the process. So you speed up the results and the transformations by slowing down the day to day. And that's what noticing allows you to do. It's just a little bit of slowing down. So you start noticing. And then with that information that you have and with the energy that you're feeling into for the next month, you name a theme. And this could be one word. This can be a word of alliteration, like some people love. It could be a theme, a couple of words. Like, it doesn't have any rules, specific rules, but you theme the month. This is what I want to step into. This is what I want to feed And it should, you know, because we're working in alignment with everything, if you've chosen a word of the year, then you use that word of the year as your guiding light, as your North Star, and the theme of the month supports that word of the year. So let's say, for example, that your word of the year was joy, to give a simple one, and you followed along here in the podcast and you use the theme that I suggested for January, which was shift. Maybe this month was about shifting into practices that bring you more joy, that make you a more joyful person, that allow you to experience more joy in your daily life. Maybe one of the shifts would be doing a joy audit, right? Noticing what does bring you joy? What does not bring you joy? When do you feel the most joyful? And how do you nurture that this year, since joy is your word of the year? So that's kind of like an example. So I had an experience recently that really helped me notice some important things and name the theme for February. It really put everything into perspective. So in order for context, I need to share that story with you, and then I'll share what the theme is for February. So a couple of weeks ago, or last week, something like that, I was working at my friend Betsy's miracle retreat. Betsy has a life coaching certification program, and then at the end of each cohort, she has a retreat where the students graduate with their certification and they gather in person and they participate in this retreat. So I was leading a couple of events. One was a blindfold dinner experience. It's a mystery dinner experience that I do, which is absolutely mind-blowing. But I was doing that, and I was also hosting a mission statement workshop the following day. So I was going to be there for one evening and then the whole day. And as soon as I got to the retreat, I went to the bathroom and I accidentally dropped my phone in the toilet. That's like how I started off the retreat. So I did all the little hacks. My son, who's 16 years old, knows all the cell phone hacks. So I called him from somebody else's phone. I said, "Hey, I dropped my phone in the toilet. What do I do?" And he said, "Oh, put it in a Ziploc bag and then you're going to take out the water," or whatever. And he said, "Mom, don't worry. These phones are water resistant. It's not going to get damaged. Just do what I said. It'll be fine. Don't worry about the phone." So I did everything that he said, and I didn't have the phone for the evening, which is fine. And I left it the whole night recovering, and I assumed that the next day it would just come back to life. And it appeared that it had come back to life. I got it to work for a second, but then it started to shut down on me. So it would turn on for a second, and then it would turn off, and then it would restart, and clearly the phone was damaged, completely damaged. And the next morning when I realized that that was the case, I can't really afford to be without a phone for long periods of time. I mean, I have 3 kids. I have an online business. I have an in-person business. Like, my phone is my lifeline. So I knew that this was going to be a problem, and I immediately put in an insurance claim for the phone to get a new one. I wasn't even going to waste any time with it. I just put in the claim, and they said it was going to ship, but it wasn't going to ship until the following week. It took an absurd amount of time for me to get the new phone. And throughout that process, the phone was not working properly, turning on and off. It was a very disruptive time. It's incredible how disruptive it actually was, and shed light on how much I actually use my phone. But it was extremely off-putting to have such limited access all of these days. And my son and everybody seemed super surprised that the phone broke when it fell in the water. And the reason they were surprised was because they were operating under the premise that these phones are water resistant. The problem was that my phone was already cracked. You see, I had many moons ago dropped the phone, and it had cracked a little bit in the back, and it really didn't affect my use of the phone. And I have a phone case, so you couldn't even see the cracks. So I ignored it. I ignored the cracks on the phone. I didn't go and get it fixed or whatever. It didn't bother me. I didn't care about the cracks. And it really didn't prevent me from using the phone until the phone was dropped in water. The water wasn't the problem. The problem was that the water went in through the cracks. And this is life in a nutshell. Sometimes things happen in our lives. We have certain outcomes or we have circumstances that present themselves. And we think that the circumstance is the problem. But we fail to recognize that the real problem is the cracks that existed. Maybe cracks we knew about and maybe we ignored, or maybe cracks we didn't know about. And this presents itself in all different types of ways. You know, sometimes you have a marriage where there's infidelity, and the infidelity seems to come out of nowhere. But if you look deeper, you start to have to find that there were cracks in the marriage. There were problems in the marriage that went undiagnosed or untreated or ignored. Maybe you knew about them, maybe you didn't know about them, but they were there, and the outcome or the circumstance that presented itself was infidelity. And our tendency is to blame the infidelity and blame the circumstance and say, this is what ruined my marriage. But in reality, it wasn't, that was just a symptom of a marriage that had cracks in it. We also see this with health issues. Oftentimes we have health diagnoses that come up and, you know, maybe we get diabetes or there's heart disease or, you know, something happens. And really it's because there are cracks in our nutrition or in our supplementation or in our immune system. Maybe the issue is that you're overweight and you feel like you're doing all the right things to lose weight and you're not getting the result that you're looking for. But maybe it's a result of having certain cracks in your mindset. So it's not as much what you're eating or how much you're exercising or whether you're doing things right or wrong, as much as it is there are fundamental issues or fundamental cracks where, like, when something that's not 100% perfect falls through that crack, it presents a circumstance that becomes a problem. And that can be very frustrating and also tricky because you may not necessarily know where the cracks are. You know, this made me think about another circumstance in my life. In 2019, on Christmas Day, I was hospitalized for a life-threatening pneumonia. I mean, it was very serious. And I almost died. I ended up being in the hospital for 7 days. And it was a result of catching this bacteria. At the time, this was like right before COVID hit. And people were convinced that I was like the first COVID case in Miami because I had this pneumonia that almost killed me. But in reality, it wasn't COVID. It was that I developed this bacteria. And here's what's interesting about that. That bacteria is actually quite common. It's found in a lot of different places. And usually our immune system wipes it out right away. And the biggest question that the infectious disease doctors had with me was, how does this bacteria attack a healthy 40-year-old woman? It didn't appear that I would have been subject to being a victim of that bacteria, right? So they kept exploring. They were like, listen, there's only three ways that a person like you ends up with a bacteria like that and develops pneumonia from it. You either have HIV or you have an autoimmune disease, because the third alternative is you're an older person that has a lot of autoimmune problems that have developed and you live in a nursing home and you know, you catch that bacteria. Like it just doesn't affect young, healthy 40-year-old women. So they were doing a battery of tests to identify whether I had an autoimmune disease or not. And it was this huge mystery. Like, nobody could understand how I got this, how this bacteria caused pneumonia in me, right? It was incomprehensible. I eat well, I exercise. It just didn't appear that there were any cracks. And then a year later, I traveled to South Korea with my son. He had an acting job over there. And there was a man, his name was Mark, and he was the father of another one of the actors. And he just happened to be an expert in women's infectious disease, or I don't remember his exact specialty, but he was like a gynecologist, but also had a specialty in infectious diseases, something like that. And I shared with him my story of what happened to me. And I had the bacteria, you know, with me, and I showed it to him. And he looked at me and he knew immediately what happened. He said, "Oh, you were in a hot tub." I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, I guarantee you that right before this happened to you, you were in a hot tub that was contaminated." And I started thinking back and I'm like, "No, this was in December. I don't recall." And I started looking through my pictures on my camera roll, and then it hit me. A week before this happened to me, my son had a chess tournament. I had got my middle child. I went with him to Orlando. And on one of the days, while we were in the hotel, we went into a hot tub. And they took us out of the hot tub 5 minutes later because somebody had pooped in the hot tub, or the hot tub was contaminated. They got word of it and they evacuated the hot tub. And I couldn't believe it. I'm like, "How did you know?" And he says, "Well, for a very healthy woman like you, the only way that you catch a bacteria like that, that actually has the opportunity to get a hold of you, you know, to take over, is if you're in a hot tub and you have an open cut or sore or something. Maybe you had like a little cut on your finger or in your arm or in your knee, or like the slightest little pore. Maybe you were under a lot of stress. Maybe you were a little sleep deprived. And at the time I was launching my book, so I was under a lot of stress. I'd been on the go, planning for Christmas, taking my son to this tournament, had a million things going on, plus launching my book. It was a very stressful time. And he said, "It was like a perfect storm. The bacteria went through a crack in your body, and your suppressed immune system at that time coincidentally all merged together in a perfect storm, and you caught that pneumonia from it. It had the opportunity to develop into a pneumonia." He was like, "It's like getting struck by lightning." Well, obviously in that moment, I didn't know that there were cracks. It wasn't something that I ignored, but it happened. It happened. So the question becomes, how do you prevent the water getting through the cracks? You know, like, how do you live a life where you prevent the water getting through the cracks? And the answer to that is, you fill the gaps when you can. You set a solid foundation. You don't ignore the cracks that you know are there. You take care of those and you surrender the rest, understanding that sometimes it's part of the journey. Sometimes this is an opportunity for you to learn something, for you to fill gaps you didn't know were needed, for you to upgrade your mindset, your wellness, your relationships. My son recently went to the dentist, and I have three boys, and two out of three of them are not prone to cavities. But one of my sons is prone to cavities. And when the dentist looked at his mouth, he said, "Look, the problem is that he was born with these teeth that are very jagged. They have little cracks inside of them. So food gets into those cracks, and he's always going to be prone to more cavities than everybody else. Even if he brushes regularly, even if he has good dental hygiene, he's always going to be subject to these cavities. So what I suggest is that you seal his back teeth. you know, you, there's a sealant that you can put, which makes the tooth a little more flat and makes him less prone to getting those cavities. You just fill the gaps, you fill those cracks and you seal them. And I did that to support him because, you know, the odds are stacked against him because of the cracks that are present in his mouth. And it's just the way that his teeth were formed. You know, it's like, that's just what happened. So this all led me to thinking about February and the theme for February. The theme that I chose, and hopefully this will serve you well, is Foundation February. I think this month is a great month to start filling in the gaps of the cracks that you know exist. Not the ones that you are unaware of, because you don't know. What you don't know, you don't know. And sometimes you just have to go through the journey, right? Like my pneumonia. But fill the gaps that you can. And there are certain principles to this. One of them is, my father used to say, little problems become big problems. With my phone, the cracks in the back of my phone was a little problem. It was a little problem that I did not address, but it became a big problem when I dropped it in the toilet. Had I fixed the little problem, it wouldn't have broken. Another principle when it comes to filling the gaps and the foundational work is eat the frog, not the marshmallow. Oftentimes, we don't want to address the cracks because it's hard. We would rather procrastinate and be comfortable. Sometimes the cracks are really uncomfortable things to tackle. And we know that they're there, but it's easier to ignore them. So in February, we get to look at, are we eating the frog instead of the marshmallow? Are we allowing the little problems to become bigger problems? And then the third principle is accepting responsibility for what you can control. What are the cracks you know are there? What is it that you get to work on foundationally so that your life can start filling in those holes and sealing so that you're less prone to the cavities that result from cracks, to the broken phones that result from cracks? So the next logical questions, of course, becomes, well, which cracks do I fill? What if there are cracks that I don't know about, right? Like, should I live in fear of these cracks? And I would say, no, you shouldn't live in fear. But one thing to notice is there an outcome or a circumstance that you feel is interfering with you living your best life, that is causing problems or grief in your work, in your health, in your relationships, in your enjoyment of life? What are the circumstances or the problems that keep popping up that you haven't been able to tackle or overcome, or you don't understand why they're happening? That's when I invite you to look at that and say, is it the circumstance or the problem that's appearing? Or is it the cracks? And that will lead you down the path to figuring out what you have to work on. And one of the best ways to do this, obviously, is with a coach, because not only does the coach help you identify where the cracks are, but the coach also helps you set up foundational principles and habits and a lifestyle that basically seals those gaps so that you are less prone to the cavities that would otherwise naturally occur. You can't prevent it 100%. There are cracks in your life that are part of your journey. And actually, to encounter them and work on them and overcome them is what builds your resilience, is what gives you grit, is what makes you stronger, is what makes your story powerful. So we can't avoid all of them, but we can certainly be proactive and do our part to minimize the unnecessary ones and optimize our life. So for this month, my invitation to you is to start working on your foundations, to start filling those gaps, to start nurturing a life of principles, a life of habits that support your best self. So that's all I got for you today. If this is something that you would like support with and you want to reach out to me, I'd love to support you and explore this deeper. I know that I'm going to spend the month exploring this with my clients and with myself and in my family and continue the evolution process, the growth process, so that we are always working towards living a life of alignment, living a life that sparks bliss, living a life that's fulfilled, and we minimize the cracks along the way. I hope you have a sacred Sunday, and I will see you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and/or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.